to get over no matter how hard you try. But somehow the Lord got you to the other side. Can I get a witness? Have you stood on the bank of a Red Sea wrestling doubt? 'Cause it's too far to swim and too wide to get around. But the good Lord brought you through walking on dry ground. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Can I get a hand raised high? Can I get a witness? Anybody want to testify? If you cried out for a miracle and you've seen him do the impossible, can I get a witness? Are you standing in a fire and the flames won't let you go? But you're still holding on to a single thread of hope that the Lord can deliver, and you won't even smell like smoke. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Can I get a hand raised high? Can I get a witness? Anybody want to testify? If you cried out for a miracle and you've seen him do the impossible, can I get a witness? If you can't stay silent, if you can't keep quiet, then here's your chance. Here's your chance. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Can I get a hand raised high? Can I get a witness? Anybody want to testify? If you cried out for a miracle and you've seen him do the impossible, can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Can I get a
everyone's doing well this morning? What a beautiful day the Lord's given us.
And Miss Tabitha, I apologize. I was just walking in. I apologize.
I heard music and I'm going, what's going on? It's not time yet. Praise the Lord. I want to apologize to y'all. Just love each and every one of you. Let's all stand if you can. Let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. The example of somebody, a creature of habit, as I just run through the side door hearing music. We had a great Sunday school class. Hope everyone else did. If you're not in Sunday school, we want to invite you. We've got plenty of room for everybody. We'll make room if we have to. But we'd love to have you join us, whether it be adult class down to the little ones. We just love the Lord and want to study about Him and learn. But we're going to go to the Lord in prayer as we open up our service. Want to remember those that are traveling. There were a lot of texts about those going through tests in emergency rooms last night and this morning. God knows each and every situation. And there are those now that I know God's already healed. We may not see the results of it at this moment, but we're claiming that victory in the name of Jesus. It's not First Pentecostal, as we say all the time. It's all about Him, and that's Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We serve an almighty God, and He's prepared each and every day in this journey that we go through, and we just want to lift Him up. If you have a prayer request this morning, just show by the raising of your hand. Praise God. Did I hear some voice? Yes, Miss Connie. God, praise God. Absolutely, absolutely. And for those of you watching online, and I know Brother Terry, you are too, but just mention, we're going to be in prayer for you Wednesday, and as Miss Connie says, there are these prototypes, we're just waiting for you to walk down these aisles to give God all the glory, all the things that He's brought us through. So let's all, whether you're watching online or you're here with us, that let's just keep Brother Terry in our prayer, and so many other prayer requests, and you know, He knows those unspoken and those needs and those situations. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise You. Lord, we just want to lift You up and honor You. And Lord, thank You for the opportunity You've given us to gather in Your house and in Your name. And Lord, we thank You for the technology. Dear Lord, that Your word can go through the airways, dear Lord, that this message can go forth. And dear Lord, for those that aren't able to be with us can hear and understand and trust in You, my Lord. And that's Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Lord, as we come together now, dear Lord, with the spoken and unspoken prayer request, dear Lord, from those that have gone across the emails and the text, dear Lord, those that are watching online as they type in the comment columns, dear Lord, for whatever that prayer need is. And dear Lord, we're lifting You up and we're honoring You. Lord, we thank You for knowing us, dear Lord. We thank You for always being with us, dear Lord, no matter if the darkness or in the light, dear Lord, because You are the light in the darkness and You see all things. And dear Lord, we need You. And, dear Lord, we're nothing without You. Dear Lord, we thank You for this morning. Dear Lord, again, we thank You for this beautiful day, for all that are here and all that are watching live. Dear Lord, now we ask You to just to touch our pastor. Bless him as You always will. Dear Lord, give him the strength to go forth about the work that You have provided for him and each and every ministry that comes forth from our church. Lord, from this congregation, Lord, we ask for Your continuing blessings. And, dear Lord, that we'll put You first in everything that we do and every decision. Lord, as we're preparing for vacation Bible school, we're preparing for homecoming, all the festivities that go forth this next month, dear Lord, we just love and praise You. And we give You all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Amen. Let's give Him another hand clap of praise. Praise God, praise God. Prayer Bells in Heaven, page 276, Prayer Bells in Heaven. Let's all just lift the Lord up. Need y'all to sing out. Sing out so we can hear You this morning.
Yeah.
God, just to worship the Lord and just to lift Him up and let Him minister to us and be receptive for what He has for us. We're going to go ahead and take up the morning offering. Praise God. Do we have any quick announcements that you know of? Okay. Give us what you got. You got your mic.
VBS starts next Sunday evening. So all of you VBS workers or anybody else that wants to help, after Sunday morning church next Sunday, we will stay. And we got a big decoration up here. We got a building out back to decorate. If y'all need anything, you need to let me know quickly. But we will have VBS will be from 6 to 6:45 Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Oh, excuse me. Food from 6 to 6:45 Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And then the classes and everything will start at from 7 to 9. Sunday night, be here at 6 o'clock. And y'all will enjoy. Even your old people, like me, will enjoy the singing and everything. So come and watch the kids and get excited with them.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Brother Jim McCord, would you ask the Lord to bless our morning offering? Yes, Lord. Amen. Here you go, John.
Thank you.
As y'all can see, it's a little different this morning. I love the way God works, and I love all that He does. You know, we don't need a program. We don't need anything but to be a willing vessel and let God put everything into place and in order. And when I look in that mirror sometimes, I should say, oh me, let me get out of the way and let God. So we're going to do a song this morning that I love. I love the song. I love what it means. For those of you that don't know me, my dad used to sing this all the time. Dad's 93. Good Lord willing, he'll tell you he's going to be 94 here in a couple of months, which is true. Elaine and I, when he hit 90, Elaine went ahead and we told him we'd found a birthday card for 95. Because Dad will always tell you that both his granddaddies lived up to be close to 100. And I just thank God. His short-term memory may be somewhere else, but he can tell you some stories about the war, about where he was when Pearl Harbor was bombed, and working on the farm with his sharecropping grandparents in the summer where they had to leave the city because there wasn't any money to raise the kids. Working in his garden with him. A lot of y'all have met him here. He used to be able to come. But to see him stand over at a little garden spot and start telling you the same story he tells you every year. But it's a testimony of praise. And how all those tomato plants and all that squash and his pole beans. Dad loves fresh green beans. And he'll look at you. When Mom was still with us, she'd get on to him because he'd be gone too long to the widow women in the neighborhood giving him tomatoes and beans and all this kind of stuff. He wants to take care of everybody. But he never quit praising God, even to this day. If you mention the Lord, he immediately breaks into tears because he knows how great our God is. And I'm not going to take up a lot of time, but this gives this song when they would invite Elaine and I to church when I came back from the Army. And it'd say, we'll buy you lunch if you come. And that's what we do for our kids, but that's what God's doing for us. He says, you come give it to me, and I'll take care of everything else. So if y'all would with me this morning, this is something I don't normally do on Sunday morning service, but if you know the words, they're going to put it on the screen of how great thou art. We're just going to do the first and the fourth verse, but I want y'all to think about how mighty and powerful our God is. Praise God. right now. We know He's touching. Let's all just pray.
Been held in your hands from the moment that I wake up until I lay my head. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God, and all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I'm gonna sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In the darkest night, you were close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. When my life lay down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. When my life lay down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. And all my life you have been faithful. Thank you, Jesus. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I'm gonna sing of the goodness of God. And all my life. life you have been faithful. In all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I'm gonna sing of the goodness of God.
'Cause your goodness,
your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. When my life lay down, I surrender now, I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. When my life lay down, I surrender now, I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. When my life lay down, I surrender now, I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. In all my life you have been faithful. In all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I'm gonna sing of the goodness of God. Oh, I'm gonna sing of the goodness of God. Oh, I'm gonna sing of the goodness of God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Glory to you. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to
Jesus.
Lord, we pray, God, for an anointing. God, not only to reach out to Brother Thomas to heal his body, God, but deliver my brother. Right now, God, we reach out to you for healing. Complete them.
You found me, you healed me, you called me from the grave. You gave me a real life, I thank you, Jesus. You washed my sins away, and now I'm living, I got forgiven. You came to set me free. That's what your mercy did for me.
Hallelujah.
You gave me beauty for my guilty stains, and now I'm living day to day by His grace. So excuse me if I
Lord, you found me, you healed me, you called me from the grave. You gave me a real love, I thank you, Jesus. You washed my sins away, and now I'm living, I got forgiven. You came to set me free. That's what your mercy did for me. And every morning, mercy will restore me. I will proclaim, even if the world may fall before me, I will proclaim, Lord, you found me, you healed me. You called me from the grave. You gave me a real love. I thank you, Jesus. You washed my sins away. And now I'm living. I got forgiven. You came to set me free. That's what your mercy did for me. Lord, you found me. You healed me. You called me from the grave. You gave me real love. I thank you, Jesus. You washed my sins away. And now I'm living. I got forgiven. You came to set me free. That's what your mercy did for me. That's what your mercy did for me.
Hallelujah.
That's what your mercy did for me.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
What would I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my valley? Lord, I just couldn't walk this road alone. When I'm hungry, he feeds me. When I'm thirsty, he's my water. I couldn't make it without Jesus, what would I do? When I need someone to talk to, he's always there to listen. With arms folded round me, he wraps me in his bosom. What would I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my valley? I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do?
Praise God. Praise God. I just want to thank the Lord. I mentioned it earlier about lack of programs, lack of everything, but the Holy Ghost has an order. I want to keep it in order. If there's anyone else that needs a touch from the Lord, whether it be for healing, for protection, or for release of something that's binding you down, whether it be a substance or whatever the need is, don't think you'll be judged. Know that this altar is open. We'll turn it over to Brother
Eddie.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise
God.
Yes, praise your name, Jesus.
We're glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lamb of God. Blessed be the healer. Blessed be the Redeemer. Blessed be God Almighty. Hallelujah. Who knows us, who made us, and can heal us, and can deliver us. Glory to His name. Come on. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Not ashamed to lift my hands. I'm not ashamed to praise my Lord. Come on. Give it up for Jesus this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you in the house. You may be seated if you can. If you can't, just keep on praising the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's all right. I said it's all right. It may not be accepted in the world, but here in the church, it's all right. It's all right to love Jesus with your whole mind, body, soul. Amen. To give Him praise. Glory to God. On a little hill, some years ago, there was a little plain that kind of meandered off of this hill. And in this plain, the Bible tells us that we're all manner of sick folks, diseased, vexed with spirits. Can I add addiction? Can I add alcoholism? Can I add anger and strife and misery along with the leprosy and the lame, the halt, the blind? Looking for an answer. How many in the world today is looking for an answer? Can I tell you, many are looking in the wrong places. Many are looking in the medicine cabinet. Many are looking at the multiple medical facilities that are in the world today. That alone tells us that there is affliction in the land. But in this valley of desperation and in this valley of hurt and sickness and affliction, there was a silhouette of a body that appeared over the knoll. Began to make his way down into this valley of depression, addiction, sickness, and affliction. I would believe that every eye was on the summit of that little hill as the Messiah, the Christ child, the Redeemer, the healer, made his way slowly down the mountain. So many people think they have to go up to a high place to meet Jesus. But can I tell you, on that wonderful day, Jesus Christ, the Son of God Himself, came off of the mountain, came down to the valley of depression, came down to the valley of sickness, came down to the valley of all of the manner of disease, and He began to touch them. I said He began to heal them. He began to change lives. Lepers were made clean. The lame began to walk. Blinded eyes were open. And the Bible says everyone who was touched by Him was made whole of whatsoever disease. Listen, there is not a disease that is here in the world today that the Son of God can't deliver you from. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't think you just happened to be here. I think God has a season. Hallelujah. In my spirit, as we were praying, I was taken away. Hallelujah. Oh, I was still here in body. But I was filled with the Shekinah power of God.
Hallelujah.
I began to feel it. Prophet says, as a fire shut up in my bones. Let me tell you something. That fire is going to make you move. That fire is going to come out. When you're filled with the Holy Ghost fire, that fire is going to be made and to come out of your body and begin to glorify and praise God. And in my spiritual mind, I saw that same silhouette coming down from the mountaintop. Oh, I said, coming down from the mountaintop. Glory to God. And it wasn't in a veil somewhere in Israel. It was in a church house in the middle of Villarica, Georgia, on a Sunday morning. Oh, hallelujah. I said, the power came down. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen, I don't want anybody to leave the same way that they came. Whether you're filled with the Holy Ghost, whether you don't know Jesus, I want you to leave this place in a different frame of mind. Because He's walking among us. Come on. Hallelujah. Jesus is walking among us right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, I see that problem. Come on. I see that problem. I see that distress. I feel that agony. But I'm here off the mountain. And I'm here to change your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to tell you something about when you're touched by Jesus. If you come to the house of God, and please, I'm not trying to be offensive. If you're just touched by the music, if you're just touched by the singing, if you're just touched by the preaching, amen, you have really missed it. But when you get touched by the Son of God, when you get touched by the Holy Ghost, oh, you'll go away different. Hallelujah. I want to tell you something. Sometimes I go to church and I get to feeling real, real good because I just got blessed. But before the week's out, I'm hobbling again. Come on. Sometimes before I get out of the church parking lot, sometimes that old devil comes against me and gets on my shoulders a little bit. You know why? Because the singing can only last so long. Come on. But there was not a leper that left that meeting that ever had leprosy again. There was not a lame man that was ever lame again. There was not a blind man that suddenly lost his sight. When Jesus touches you, you are made whole forever. Give it up for Jesus. Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You can be seated if you want to. I just don't imagine too many people sat down in that little valley when Jesus was walking by. Glory to God. Wasn't there. I can only read about it. But I'm here. And I feel the Lord. I kind of feel like maybe somewhere in that crowd, the lame man stood up and started to dance. Because he wasn't leaving the same way he came. Come on. Hallelujah. Well, the sermon won't rot. He'll still be there. Amen. I feel Jesus. Hallelujah. I believe the blind man was walking around looking at everybody he could see. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My eyes were blind, but now I see. Oh, glory to God. Woo! Brother David, I think the leper said, look at here. Look at here. Look at here. Look how the Lord has healed me. Maybe somebody who came to the little valley came like this. Came out to see. Hallelujah. But they got touched, Sister Jennifer.
Hallelujah.
I went there to see, but I got a feeling.
Hallelujah.
And this feeling, it's all over me. And they unfolded their arms. And they began to glorify and praise the Lord. And maybe they broke out into song in the key of G for God. I only came to see. I only came to witness. But something got a hold of me. Well, it's all over me. It's keeping me alive. It's all over me. And it's keeping me alive. It's all over me. It's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. Tell somebody, it's all over me. Woo! Well, it's all over me, and keeping me alive. It's all over me, keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. Well, it's the Holy Ghost and fire. It's keeping me alive, keeping me alive, keeping me alive. Come on, somebody feels it. Somebody feels it. Well, glory.
Jesus is keeping me alive. Well, it's the Holy Ghost and fire.
It's keeping me alive.
Keeping me alive. Keeping me alive. It's the Holy Ghost and fire. It's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. Well, it's all over me. It's keeping me alive. Keeping me alive. Keeping me alive. It's all over me. It's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive.
It's the Holy Ghost and fire.
It's keeping me alive. Keeping me alive.
It's keeping me alive.
It's the Holy Ghost and fire. It's keeping me alive.
Jesus
is keeping me alive.
It's keeping me alive.
Keeping me alive. Keeping me alive. Well, I'm on my way to heaven. It's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive.
Thank you. Yeah, it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive.
Yeah.
hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. All I can say is hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. All I can say is hallelujah. Upon the rock to sing, He put a song down in my heart today. All I can say is hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. All I can say is hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
hallelujah, hallelujah. All I can say is hallelujah.
With hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
All I can say is hallelujah.
It's all right. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Come on, church, raise your hands in honor of the King. In honor of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He's in our midst.
Jesus.
filled with wonder, awestruck wonder at the mention of your name. Jesus, your name is power, breath of living water, such a marvelous mystery. Yeah, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. Flashes of lightning, rolls of thunder, blessing and honor, strength and glory and power be to you, the only wise King. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. Awestruck wonder at the mention of your name. Jesus, your name is power, breath of living water, such a marvelous mystery. Yeah, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. And it's to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you.
Jesus.
Well, glory to God. If you felt anything at all, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I learned a long time ago, when Jesus is through, I'm done. Amen. I got nothing else to say. Well, except I love you and thank you for giving over to the Lord. Blessed is the Lamb of God. Certainly, He is in our midst today.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Can you say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise God in this house. It's a privilege and it's an honor to know that God has given us that freedom and that peace to know when He's in our presence. He is all the time. Just like the prayer for the little ones, He's getting ready to go to school. But God knows what we need. He knows each and every situation. And He is holy and worthy of all of our praise and everything that we stand and do. I believe in prayer. And I believe God answers prayer. And I know that He's answered prayers this morning. There are testimonies of praise that we're going to just, I'm just looking forward to hearing each and every one. Just praise God. Our hearts and minds clear. This altar's not closed. If anyone needs prayer, you're more than welcome to come up. Or afterwards, if you need someone to talk to you, please let us know. We love you. Anyone watching online, we love each and every one of you. Continue to put your prayer request in the comments section and we'll be praying. Thank y'all for being in attendance this morning, bringing the Lord with you, letting Him come in as we stand together on one mind and one accord. Let's plan on the same thing this evening for service tonight at 6. Make plans. We'd love to have each and every one of you with us. All right. Well, with this prayer, we're going to take an intermission till 6 o'clock this evening. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, how great Thou art. Dear Lord, we know that You're the Creator of all. Dear Lord, that none of this morning was of circumstance. It was all mapped out in Your plan for each and every one of us. Dear Lord, we're individuals in Your eyes. And dear Lord, we're Your children in Your eyes. But You placed us all together this morning for a reason. And we thank You for answering prayers, for releasing us from addiction, from sickness, from situations that are going forth, dear Lord, for those watching online to be present with us. But dear Lord, right now, Lord, as we prepare to depart, we ask You to keep us safe. Bring us back at our appointed time. And dear, we know when we walk through these doors to depart, Lord, that You're still with us. That we're not going to close You up in our pretty little Bible cases, but we're going to let Your Word stay in our heart and Your Spirit. And Lord, we give You all the honor and glory. In Jesus' name, the name above all names. And we all say, amen, amen. Have a wonderful afternoon.